Probiotics can be an important part of your daily routine, and they certainly are a part of mine, but sometimes they are a hassle to take. Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls are just what they sound like, adorable little pearls that couldn't be easier to take. They're tiny, but still pack a punch, supporting both digestive and vaginal health. To learn more, visit naturesway.com/pearls and use code CHELSEA10 at checkout for 10% off any Pearls probiotics. Terms and conditions apply, valid through July 31st. This podcast is brought to you by the film Ezra from Bleecker Street, directed by Tony Goldwyn. Oh, he's hot. With an incredible ensemble that includes Robert De Niro, Bobby Cannavale, and Whoopi Goldberg. Ezra is a funny and endearing story about Max, a divorced father struggling to co-parent his autistic son, Ezra. When faced with difficult decisions about the future, they embark on a cross-country road trip that has a transcendent impact on both their lives. Deadline calls Ezra a touching testament to the power of love. In theaters, May 31st.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Visit lisa.com/Chelsea to learn more. That's LEESA.com/Chelsea. Hi, everybody. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
I love your Dear Chelsea hat and that you wear it now every episode.
Thank you. It's my new look.
I know. It's very vivacious.
Yes.
And I love the coloring. Yeah, our Dear Chelsea merch is available on chelseahandler.com. We are in California, back in our studio. This is a very exciting time to be alive. We have a guest today. We have some letters that you wanted to go over, right?
We did.
Some write-ins.
You know what? We got an update from our caller, Alexa, whose parents had started dating each other again after her dad had cheated. She was the one who caught her dad having an affair while trying to take that test, and her parents had split up and were dating again, and she found it really yucky. But she says, "Hi, Chelsea. I hope you're doing well. I wanted to thank you both and Tinks for taking the time to speak with me and provide insight on my situation. I took your advice and stopped letting my parents' situation weigh so heavily on me. Since then, I've been able to repair my relationship with my dad. Awesome. We're making plans for the future to cook together since we're both foodies and even go to a Haim concert."
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
My family.
I think it's Haim.
Is it Haim?
I think so.
Go to a Haim concert.
They once sang a song in my garage for my last TV show.
That's fun.
And I think I called them Haim and was corrected.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm usually fucking wrong, so.
Well, I appreciate it. So we made plans to go to a Haim concert. "My family and I have been able to have more meaningful and intentional conversations, and we're showing up for one another in ways we haven't before. Life is too short to let things affect you that are out of your control. I greatly appreciate all you do and hope you come back to Florida for a show soon. Although I don't blame you if you don't want to come back to this dumpster fire of a state." Alexa.
Oh, well, that's a cute update. That's
yeah.
A cute update. We should do actually show updates also. I added a show in Saratoga and Mountain Winery that is coming up this summer. I added two shows in Nashville on June 10th. And I'm also coming to Niagara Falls, and I'll be at the Montreal Comedy Festival, hosting a gala on July 28th. And you can go to chelseahandler.com for tickets for all my upcoming shows, because I'm going to Birmingham, Alabama, and Louisville, Kentucky, and all sorts of fun stops.
You're going everywhere.
Yeah.
When you're doing that many shows, do they all kind of blur together? Or
No, I pretty much remember, because I'm no longer shit-faced when I perform, so I have more clarity, and I pretty much remember every show. Like, yeah. I remember, and it is always those smaller towns that you're like, wait, what? That end up being kind of the best shows. So,
yeah.
So just like Alexa said in her letter, life's too short to let things like that bother you. I think that's a great segue into our guest today, who has a podcast called Life is Short.
Oh, yeah. I've been on his podcast. He has a podcast called, I've been a guest on his podcast. I actually had a great time because I had never met him before then. So that was awesome. And he also stars in the show F is for Family on Netflix. So please welcome Mr. Justin Long.
Catherine, guys, Chelsea.
Hey.
What?
Good morning.
Good. What do you think? Was that your impression of me knowing that I was going to scramble for an excuse and start?
No, that was just frenetically. My reaction to you. I'm glad you made your bed behind you, because that looks like you somewhat have your shit together.
Well, I'm going to give you a little gift because I'm late and this is unprofessional. But
totally unprofessional, by the way. I've never been late once in my life. And I know that a lot of people would find that hard to believe, but it's actually fucking true.
Mm-hmm,
I don't know if the totally unprofessional part was necessary. I think just unprofessional covers it all. I think it's
okay.
Totally.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to fill in something in place of 100%. So yes, totally.
Yes,
is
I know.
What
that's the latest. Well, if you watch The Bachelor, it's 1,000%.
Oh, right.
There's a higher percentage.
A million percent.
A million percent has become more tolerable than 100%.
Yes, I would expect that. Infinity percent is what they should land on, I think.
Yeah. I just don't love catchy lingo, Justin. Like, I don't like trendy bullshit. I don't like when people say obsessed or dead.
I'm obsessed with her.
Dead. I'm dead.
She's an icon. Dead.
Yeah.
I fucking hate dead. I
know.
Hate dead. It's also a horrible thing to... Laughter should be a joy, it's a great part of life, living.
Well, it's LOL now. You can't even laugh. You just have to say LOL, which I refuse to participate in.
Good. What about slaps? I've heard this one recently. Slaps? That's
no,
slaps.
I haven't heard that yet. Does that mean funny?
Yeah, I think it means... I worked with this producer who was great. The movie's great, but she was in her mid-20s, late 20s, 27, 28. And she would use this language so casually, and she said slaps, and it was hard for me to tell because the tone that she used it in was like you just did with dad. It's just like, it's there's nothing joyous about it. So she just said, oh, that slaps, very deadpan.
Uh-huh.
So,
oh, like not even about a song or something? Or
It was about something like that. It was a good thing. It turned out to be a positive
like dope.
Thing.
That's dope. Yeah.
By the way, we sound really old. I mean.
Well, we are old. Listen,
yeah,
just fucking
so
face it, you know?
I like being old.
I'm 47. The other morning I woke up and I was like, 38 is such a cool age. Like, I'm not yet 40. And then I'm like, bitch, you're 47. What are you talking about? Like, I just had this idea that I was all of a sudden 38 years old.
That makes sense. I mean, mentally, you probably feel much closer to that.
How old are you, Justin?
I'm 43. But
43.
I've been identifying as an older person lately when that commercial, that I think it's Geico. It's a really funny commercial. They're like, don't turn into your parents. Don't be like your parents. And there's a guy who has to instruct the younger people to not be prematurely older than they are.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole thing about they go to a game and they forget where they parked and they just talk about parking the whole time and when they're going to leave the game. Anyway, I find myself really identifying with that commercial, wanting to thank the clerk, wanting to point out how nice the store clerk was that helped me out. Wow, what a nice young man. I've been saying that
phrase. Yeah.
You know, you find yourself like complimenting the work ethic of a younger generation. Noticing it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've been making fun of all younger generations for a while, especially Gen X, right? About their laziness.
Gen Z.
I don't even know the differences between all these generations.
But the laugh will be, they'll get the last laugh, obviously, because they will outlive us.
Right.
And
save the planet.
And hopefully save the planet. And I wonder how much of my hostility is fueled by just that, just the biological truth that I will be dying sooner than them.
Yeah, we're anyone who's over 40 is basically useless to the rest of the world, because before the tech age, we had to, like, you know, educate the next generation and kind of let them know what heads up this is. But now with Google and with all the information that's at everyone's fingertips, they don't need anybody. They just need a computer or a phone.
And true.
I mean, computers will even become obsolete for most people at a certain point. So we're irrelevant. We just have no merit on society at this point. So, like, you know.
That's true. Everything's at their fingertips. I didn't think about that. They don't need to look to an older generation to learn anything for wisdom. That's true. I never thought about that.
Yeah, I was just with a friend. She was just talking about how much her culture respects the elderly. And how
Japanese?
No, she wasn't Japanese. So it was
Filipino?
Yeah, maybe Filipino.
I'm stereotyping. I'm positively stereotyping.
Yes, exactly. Always. Just how much they respect, you know, the older generation, and how when you see somebody who's old, they have knowledge to impart with you. They're sagacious.
Yes.
They're revered. Yes, write that down. S-A-G-A-C-I-O-U-S.
Yeah, I like
that.
Okay,
thank you. And you can look it up when we're done. And how much they revere older people. And I was thinking, God, you're so right about how American society, and it's not every family, but how I look at somebody who's a certain age and I dismiss them. Like, they're too old school. They don't understand. They're not with it. They're not woke enough. They don't get it. They're antiquated. And I thought, oh, that's exactly true. Like, I dismiss someone who's too old because I think that their value has lessened, even though I know intellectually that's not right.
I'm sure I've done that.
Yeah.
I like to think in theory that I have great respect for the elderly. It's one of the reasons I love Japan. I love cultures that do revere the
Well, there's
the
only
wisdom.
The elderly are only in Japan. So that's why
that's
you
true.
Feel that way.
They're mostly elderly in Japan because I think they've stopped having sex for the most part. You should double check that.
I will.
Before we this goes to... I'm so sorry. I don't know your name.
Catherine. This is Catherine.
Hi.
Hi.
You did say it earlier, so you know.
Well, I saw you on a little... There's a thing of you. There's a picture of you.
Great.
That's really my fault for not introducing her. I mean, she's my co-host, so that's just my rudeness, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, it's classic Chelsea.
Nice to meet you.
Well, nice to meet you. Yeah.
Justin, I was talking about your podcast because I had such a good time on your podcast and we had never met before that, right?
No, we hadn't. I was thinking about that as I was scrambling to get here.
To your bedroom?
I just got a car. I just bought a car.
Oh, I didn't know you had your license.
Speaking of being older, yes, I have my license. I'm an old looking, young looking person. I mean, I'm at a strange age where I look like an old teenager.
Yeah,
so I have
you
my license.
Do look like an older teenager.
Yes.
Like a really, really mature, seasoned teenager.
Like a you've been in high school for like 7 years.
Yeah. Possibly 8.5.
Like Parker Lewis. Can lose. That's a joke for our generation.
See, I watched that show, though. I will synchronize my swatch with you.
I had older siblings. Yeah. But I loved that show.
Wow. I'm surprised that you remember that show. I don't mean that in a condescending way. We had some good TV back in the day.
We sure did. Moms are more than the stuff they do for us. The laundry, cooking, and driving. And by the way, Dad should be helping with that stuff too. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. This Mother's Day, give Mom her flowers. She deserves the best, and that's why Bouqs is giving you 25% off your entire order of farm-fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. Here's what's great about the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano. Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you cannot find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. Go online, pick the delivery date, and you are done. Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mother. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma. So go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A, for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chelsea. This podcast is brought to you by the new film Ezra from Bleecker Street. Directed by Tony Goldwyn and with an incredible ensemble cast that includes Robert De Niro, Bobby Cannavale, Whoopi Goldberg, Rose Byrne, Rainn Wilson, and Vera Farmiga. Along with newcomer William A. Fitzgerald, the film is an endearing and often funny story about Max, a divorced father and stand-up comedian living with his father and struggling to co-parent his autistic son, Ezra. When forced to confront difficult decisions about the future, Max and Ezra embark on a cross-country road trip that has a transcendent impact on both their lives. Ezra is an endearing and often funny exploration of a family determined to find their way through life's complexities with humor, compassion, and heart. An official selection of Deadline calls the film a touching testament to the power of love. IndieWire says it's funny and moving, and according to Next Best Picture, Ezra approaches autism with heart and authenticity. Only in theaters nationwide May 31st. Probiotics can be a very important part of your daily routine. They certainly are part of mine. But sometimes they're a hassle to take. So Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls are just what they sound like. Adorable little pearls that couldn't be easier to take. They're tiny but still pack a punch, supporting both digestive and vaginal health. With 1 billion active cultures, they protect against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort. And they are designed with a triple layer coating that protects each pearl from stomach acid, helping them survive the journey to your small intestine, where they're needed most. To learn more, visit naturesway.com/pearls and use code CHELSEA10 at the checkout for 10% off any Pearls probiotics. Terms and conditions apply. Valid through July 31st. Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design icon West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of the two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Visit lisa.com/Chelsea to learn more. That's LEESA.com/Chelsea.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You'll like this, Chelsea and Catherine. Chelsea, I know you'll like it. I just bought a, and you're the first person I'm telling, because I just bought it and I have shame about it and I need to say it with confidence, but I am now the owner of a smart car. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you.
I thought you were going to say a Bill Cosby Funko.
What's that?
It's a little like toy thing that people love Funkos and you can buy them and they like represent different celebrities or athletes, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, really? Oh, and there's a Bill Cosby.
Yeah. I had a smart car. I just want to let you know.
Really?
What kind of car? Wait, what kind of smart car? Is it called a smart car?
Yeah, it's a 2014 smart, the two-seater.
Like the little nugget cars.
Yeah, the little nugget. It's a little blueberry.
You know what? I bought one and I gave it away because it drove so slowly and was so ridiculous. But before I gave it away, I emblazoned.
Well,
yep. So congratulations on your new car. Hopefully it's not the one that I sold or gave. Actually, I gave it away to a friend. And on the side, I had decals that said Chelsea Lately, 11:30 weeknights on E. Because at the time, I was on that show. So my friend was driving around L.A. in a car that was basically a commercial for my show.
Excellent. That's really funny. What a good friend. It's funny that you gave that to a friend.
Well, I tried that car because I thought it was so cute, and I love little small, super small size things. Like, I get off on that. I love like little miniature things.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that about you. That's cute.
That's why I like Japan, I think. But I'm excited to drive it. So I'm going to, and in New York, I've always fantasized about having a car that can fit into almost any parking space.
Are you based out of New York, Justin?
I am mostly in Connecticut and Massachusetts. I kind of go back and forth.
Oh, and Japan.
And Japan, right. Ideally. That would be, that's the triangle.
Connecticut and Massachusetts. Now, that's interesting. Why? What goes on there?
Well, not much, which is why I love it. I was born in Fairfield. So I grew up in Fairfield, rather. And I kind of wanted to be closer to my parents as they got older.
Because you respect them?
I respect them. And
because you're Japanese.
Yes, I might be. I wish I was. I wish, I've never done one of those ancestry things, but I'm were I to do that, I would really hope that I had some Japanese.
You know what? I could see you having some Japanese in you. That wouldn't be too far-fetched.
It's a huge compliment.
You're welcome.
Once arrested. I lived in Santa Monica, right by the beach. I lived between Ocean and Main Street. And I lived on a street that was quite crowded. It was hard to find parking and stuff. And houses were kind of stacked on each other. And I rented the bottom floor of this house. Anyway, I got a knock at the door at it was 1 a.m, I think. And I shuffled to the door and I saw 3 cops on my porch, and I looked out, and they were really banging, pretty aggressively. But I knew enough not to open the door right away. I said, what's the problem, officers, from behind the door? And they said, your car's blocking our driveway. And which is very plausible because people were always complaining about stuff like that. But I was a pretty respectful Parker. And so I said, well, what kind of car is it? And I was kind of confused. Like, how would they know it's my car? Why are there 3 cops? And I said, what kind of car is it? And they said, well, what kind of car do you drive? Which should have been an indication. I said, a Prius. And they said, it's a Prius. And I said, okay, not thinking the cops are going to lie. I opened the door and they grabbed me and spun me around and put me in handcuffs right away. Really aggressive, and one was particularly aggressive. And they said, what is your name, David? They kept saying, David, is your name David? Is your name David? And I said, no, it's not. And I'm a little freaked out, but I kind of knew I hadn't done anything wrong. There was weed in the house, but other than that, I knew I wasn't dealing. It wasn't pounds of it. So I knew I was should be in the clear, but it's still intimidating. And they kept asking me if I was this person, and there were 3 of them, and 2 were shining their lights on something. They were conferring around some photo, and they kept shining it back and forth from the light, from the photo to my face. And finally, I said, my name's Justin Long. It's not Dave, and they said, are you telling us that this isn't you? And they showed me the photo, and it was a mugshot of an Asian person, fully Asian. Yeah. It was unmistakably Asian.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I said, are you kidding? Is this a joke? It was around the time of punk, but they were way too good to be. That wasn't even on my radar. I was just so confused. He had glasses, I had glasses. And he said, are you telling me that you just happen to have similar looking glasses and the same age? I guess he had put that address years ago.
Oh,
my
geez.
Landlord had rented it out. He was a criminal. And I kept insisting that I wasn't the guy, and they didn't believe me. And so they went in to get my license. I told them where to go. And I was living with Jonah Hill was my roommate at the time, and they were walking toward his room. So they went past where my license was on the desk, and I stood up and I said, oh, no, officer, you're going too far. I didn't want them to wake up Jonah, And and one of the cops he threw me down. He goes, sit the fuck down. Shut the fuck up. And when I'm nervous around authority, I kind of started to laugh. I get giggly. Oh, no. I get nervously giggly. I was like, oh, okay. And he goes, oh, you think this is funny? It's not going to be funny when he was going on about prison and how you're going to be, things are going to happen to you in prison. And I said, well, it's a little funny because you're going to find out that I'm not the guy you think I am, that I'm not an Asian criminal. And then hopefully we'll all laugh about it.
Did you at any point say, I'm not Asian? This person is Asian?
Yes, I did. I did. And they ignored that. But they persisted. They insisted I was this guy. And so then one was calling in my ID and obviously making, realizing that I wasn't the criminal. And the one who had been most aggressive at one point got kind of quiet, and I could see him studying my face, and he goes, yo, are you an actor? And I said, yes, and I'm there, I got the handcuffs on, and he goes, are you in Dodgeball? And I said, yes, and he goes, bro, and he went like that to give me a man hug shake, and I was like, well, I got the cuffs on, I can't. And so, then they realized I wasn't the guy. And the strange thing was I said, well, and then I was, of course, freaked out. Well, what did this guy do? And is he going to come back to the house? Is he going to be he's given out the address as his, and they wouldn't tell me what he did. And they said, if you have any questions, and then but I was also starting to think like, well, wait a minute, there's been some violation. Like something was not, doesn't add up about what just happened. There's, this can't be the way it should go down. I said, is there a number I can call if whatever, he comes back, and he gave me the number. It was a general number to the Santa Monica Police Department. I called the next day and they had no idea what I was talking about. Why did I tell you that story?
Because you're explaining why you live in Massachusetts and Connecticut?
Yes. So a couple of days later, no, it was about, you said I could be maybe Japanese. A couple of days later, Jonah and I were at a bar in Renee's, shout out. I don't know if it's still there.
Santa Monica. I used to go there all the time.
You did?
Yeah. That's where that's where I did the majority of my drugs in my 20s was at Renee's.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I think that's mostly what's done there. but we were there and a very lovely Asian woman, she said, so what percentage Asian are you? And I started laughing and Jonah was laughing because he had, of course, heard the story of the cops and what happened a couple days earlier. And I said, oh, did he tell you the story? And she goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And I realized he hadn't told her. And I said, oh, no, I'm not Asian. She goes, no, come on, seriously. What are you, like 50%, 25%? And I said, I'm not. I'm Italian. I'm German. She goes, you know what? That's fucked up. I have a lot of mixed friends like you. And they refuse to admit that they're mixed. And I think that's really fucked up. She kind of stormed away. Joan was laughing so hard.
Oh, no.
But I said to her, I wish I would gladly embrace that.
Yeah.
I love Asian culture. I love.
Sounds like you're the victim of a lot of misunderstanding, like a lot of ethnic misunderstandings.
Yes, that's safe to say.
Mm. Yeah. Yes.
Within a couple of days, it was really funny.
What about your brother, though? Does he look slightly Asian?
He's Asian.
Oh,
he's
okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, no, he's, I think, I don't know what it, no, we all, yeah, look, I guess, similar. So
you look similar to your brother. Like,
I do.
I did light Instagram creeping, just of course, as research. For
I'm on your, I follow you guys on Instagram, and you guys do look alike.
I love following Chelsea. Yeah.
What about Catherine? Do you follow Catherine, Justin?
I don't. Mm-hmm. Up until today, I was unaware of her existence. I that sounds awful, but.
Well, okay. I will say, Justin, just to be extra creepy, I actually did know that you drive a Prius because I live sort of near Franklin Village. We used to see you driving around in your Prius all the time.
Also, Franklin I'm pretty Village. Sure I literally ran into you at Gelson's one time, like
did
physically.
Did his Prius have Chelsea Lately emblazoned on the
you
side?
You know what? It did.
Oh,
it did.
That's weird.
It did. Yeah, I know. I don't know how to break that news.
You must be, has to be such a big fan.
I was a fan. Wait, what'd you say about Gelson's? That's something you had run into?
Oh, you were actually, when I first moved to LA like 10 years ago, you were like one of my first celebrity sightings.
Oh,
and I was like,
Gelson's.
I saw him at the grocery store.
Oh, man, that's funny. It's funny to know people are thinking that. Chelsea, do you ever think that's going on in their head, that you are somehow, that they know you?
Yeah, I don't. I don't. Yeah. I don't ever think that. And I'm always like, anytime someone's like, hi, Chelsea. I'm always just like, what are they
talking
about?
How do you know my name?
And then I'm like, oh, shit, you're famous.
Well, I assume, because people often do that to me, and they do it so casually, and they're so nonplussed, as they should be. I'm not saying they should be freaking out, but they do it in such a way that's so familiar that I often think I know them. You know, it'll be like, hey, Justin, what's up? And I start panicking. How do I know this person? I'm trying to place the face. I'm so bad with names. And sometimes it'll get a couple sentences in and I'll have to say, I'm so sorry. Do we know each other? And they'll say, no, I know who you are. Because it's rarely like excited and it's clear that they, nor should it be, I guess. I love Franklin Village. I miss that area.
Yeah, it's great.
The Oaks is back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Things are opening up.
Yeah, Poubelle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They have escargot. I love Poubelle.
Escargot. When you first ate escargot, Chelsea, was there a moment of like leaping off the cliff?
I like gross food like that. Because I grew up in Martha's Vineyard and I ate fried clams and escargot and all the like mussels since I was a little girl because my mom really liked that stuff. So I've always been into that kind of stuff. But I understand that people are very disgusted by it.
Well, it's funny because they shouldn't be. I think this way about other animals, eating other animals. Like you're right. If you can stomach a clam. So my thing with clams is that I've never been able to get past the whole body situation. The fact that the entire digestive tract, all of it is going into your mouth. That's a hard one for me.
Oh, yeah.
Oysters,
Uh-huh. Right. It's fun to watch someone eat an oyster for the first time. And and especially if they have a good reaction, which is seldom. You know, it's not always great because usually people are like, whoa, they have a preconditioned idea of the texture that they find revolting.
It is to me. Yeah. Slippery and snotty. How many people have turned off, have stopped listening?
Anyway, Justin, let's move on to...
Sorry, Chelsea, before you... Speaking of Instagram, I have to ask you about the skiing one that you did. The naked skiing. Please tell me the story surrounding that.
Well, it's my birthday video. I do this every year.
Oh.
And each year, I think the first year I had a ski jacket on, but I had underwear and socks and ski boots, obviously, because I need the boots on. Then the second year, I decided, fuck it. You know what? Let me just ski down the hill topless with some underwear on because, you know, my brothers are still alive, so they don't need to see my Pikachu.
Where is this? Where are you doing this?
Whistler, Canada. I have a ski place up in Whistler, so I love skiing. It's like my everything. And I love a margarita and a joint. And so I implemented the ski video and I just kind of up it each year. So this year we went into the backcountry and we took our sleds up, you know, ski-doos.
Oh my God. Wow. That's serious.
And I have Joe this year because, you know, I'm newly in love.
And
he was there. So I had to incorporate him into the video. And so we had to do a proper shoot. And
I love it. Yeah. I loved it. Joe seems very playful. I love how playful you two seem with each other. It's very inspiring. It's really
well, thank
nice.
You. I know that you're newly in love as well, Justin. So I want to say a big congratulations to you.
Yes. And she loves you. She is a really big fan of yours personally.
I like her as well. Am I allowed to say her name? Is that okay?
Yeah. It's out there now. Yeah.
Kate Bosworth is who you're dating. And it's a new love affair. Definitely. And I was really excited to hear about you being in love. So tell me a little bit about that, because I just want to know how you're feeling. I mean, you must be through. I know the feeling. I feel it too. And it's pretty intoxicating.
It is. It's such a wonderful feeling that you are so open. I love how open you are with your happiness and your joy. But there's something about it for me that I feel like I need to protect and keep sacred because it feels sacred. It's just the best. You know it's the best. Catherine, I don't know what your situation is, but...
Yes. Married for a long time, but...
Oh, good.
Still in love. It's different.
Well, look at us, the three of us.
I know,
love.
Just thriving as elderly people, basically.
Yeah, elderly folks in love. But it's we've been laughing so much, and I've never had anything like this before. I've never experienced this. So it's something I want to protect and keep, you know? You know her, so you know how amazing she is.
Yeah. She is amazing. And I respect that. I totally get that. You want to protect that. It's a funny feeling because it is something you want to shout from the rooftops.
I know.
And for me, whenever Joe and I like have an argument or anything like that, I'm like, fuck, why was I so public about it? What if we break up? Like, I'm sitting here shouting from the rooftops how madly in love I am with this man. And then if it falls apart at the seams, I'm going to basically be there sitting, you know, no one's ever going to believe me about being in love again. So I totally get it. I get that, you know, that is the smart move. I'm just so open and oversharey that that's my personality.
No, zero, Chelsea, zero judgment. In fact, I'm one of the people that I bask in the glow of your love. Before I found my own, I was so happy for you. And it was inspiring to me to like find somebody that you really laughed with. You seem to really enjoy one another. I had never really been able to distill what it all is. And, you know, people say, well, what are you looking for? And people have checklists and I've done movies about it. And it's really like satisfying to be able to distill it down to just really enjoying somebody's company and wanting to be near them. And like I said, we just laugh so much. I feel so grateful. And I know that instinct. I have that instinct to like shout it from the rooftops. I really do. So it's the reason why I'm kind of gingerly stepping around it is because I'm going against that instinct, which is, I totally get it.
I think the moral of the story, without getting into details about your relationship, is that for me, it was very inspiring, not only to other people, but to myself to fall in love at this age, to meet the person, well, even though I knew him, but to fall in love at 46, you know, there was a period of time where I really just assumed that like I was too tough for any man to have to deal with. Like it was just going to be too much of a a hill to climb for any man. And I accepted that. Like, okay, that's not what I'm going to get in this life. I've gotten a lot of things and I have a great family. I have a great group of friends and a great network. And maybe that's all I get. And that's okay. I'm going to be grateful.
But isn't that the best place to be when it does then enter your life? I mean, I think I was in a similar situation. I hadn't totally resigned myself to it, but I was so happy. I was so content being on my own. And I had a great network of friends and my brother, we were being creative. I'm close with my family. I didn't feel this pressure of having to find something, having to make something work. I was really content with life. I was really quite satisfied with where I was. And I guess that's the most open place you can be.
Yeah, I think you have to be in a healthy place to attract a healthy person, right?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know.
You have to be happy with yourself and you have to have self-love and self-care. Like I have a lot of respect for myself, probably more so than everybody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, well, that's healthy.
So in order for someone to grab my attention, they have to have that same amount of respect, A, for themselves and B, for me, you know? So
totally. Well, because you think, what's the point when you are good in life, when you are settled, whatever that means. But I mean, just being happy with yourself, I guess it's that. Then you think, well, why change it? To change it, it requires something like exceptionally positive, I think, like a truly positive change in life and one that you can't avoid, that is unmistakable, I think. And so I've experienced that positive change and I'm so grateful and I just hope it keeps going.
Well, great. On that note, I think we're going to take some callers because you're going to impart your wisdom, your life, your lifelong wisdom that you've learned, your life learned wisdom. And we're going to have people, some will be writing in, some will be calling in, and we're just going to give them advice, life advice. People take this podcast pretty seriously, Justin. Even though you're on it, they're still going to take it seriously.
So wow. Okay. We'll see.
You got to bring your A game, okay?
Okay. I will try.
Okay. Catherine's going to start for us. What do we have? First of all, give us a prelude of what we have in store for us today.
Oh, Catherine. My goodness. Actually, some wedding stuff, interestingly. And there's a couple of questions that I wanted really to get a straight guy's perspective on, because we don't have a lot of straight men as guests on this show. So
Okay.
And some like general life stuff, which I feel is great, works right with what your podcast has to do with. And
straight men are often not called upon these days.
Straight men's advice is often invalid. So why we keep that to a dull minimum.
I bet. This is a very small part of the show.
Yeah. I think we've had Joe Coy and you this season. Okay.
I'm flattered. Yeah. I'm flattered. Those are that's good company.
Yeah, you are in good company. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Moms are more than the stuff they do for us. The laundry, cooking, and driving. And by the way, Dad should be helping with that stuff too. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. This Mother's Day, give Mom her flowers. She deserves the best, and that's why Bouqs is giving you 25% off your entire order of farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. Here's what's great about the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano. Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you cannot find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. Go online, pick the delivery date, and you are done. Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mother. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma. So go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A, for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chelsea. This podcast is brought to you by the new film Ezra from Bleecker Street, directed by Tony Goldwyn and with an incredible ensemble cast that includes Robert De Niro, Bobby Cannavale, Whoopi Goldberg, Rose Byrne, Rainn Wilson, and Vera Farmiga. Along with newcomer William A. Fitzgerald, the film is an endearing and often funny story about Max, a divorced father and stand-up comedian living with his father and struggling to co-parent his autistic son, Ezra. When forced to confront difficult decisions about the future, Max and Ezra embark on a cross-country road trip that has a transcendent impact on both their lives. Ezra is an endearing and often funny exploration of a family determined to find their way through life's complexities with humor, compassion, and heart. An official selection of Deadline calls the film a touching testament to the power of love. IndieWire says it's funny and moving, and according to Next Best Picture, Ezra approaches autism with heart and authenticity. Only in theaters nationwide, May 31st.
Probiotics can be a very important part of your daily routine. They certainly are part of mine. But sometimes they're a hassle to take. So Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls are just what they sound like. Adorable little pearls that couldn't be easier to take. They're tiny but still pack a punch, supporting both digestive and vaginal health. With 1 billion active cultures, they protect against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort. And they are designed with a triple layer coating that protects each pearl from stomach acid, helping them survive the journey to your small intestine, where they're needed most. To learn more, visit naturesway.com/pearls and use code CHELSEA10 at the checkout for 10% off any Pearls probiotics. Terms and conditions apply. Valid through July 31st. Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design icon West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of the two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Visit lisa.com/Chelsea to learn more. That's LEESA.com/Chelsea.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
And we're back with our guests today, Justin Long and Catherine, and we are going to hear our first email.
Yes, it's an email. Okay. Dear Chelsea, as wedding season fast approaches, my husband and I have entered what feels like an impossible situation. We have two weddings on the same day. One is for a family friend my husband has known since he was a small child. All of his friends will be there, and we've been looking forward to it all year. However, the other wedding my husband has been requested to be a groomsman in. We don't know any of the other attendees, and on top of that, I will be 9 months pregnant. So we don't even really know if we'll be able to attend at all. What do we tell the second wedding? It's a friend who was also a groomsman in our wedding. Is it fucked up if we don't go? Help, Nicole.
Oh, well, first of all, are you taking notes, Justin?
Yeah.
I love it.
Great.
I love that.
Family friends since small child, all his friends. I'm so curious what your thoughts are, because I share her. This is a problem that I've had before. Excuses to get out of things.
Well, first of all, I think it's very simple, because whoever invited you first, which it sounds like the first person did, like, you, once you've been invited and accepted and RSVP'd to a wedding, you can't renege on that. Like, or you can, but like the other person, if that invitation came in second, and let's just pretend for the sake of argument that it did, that's all you have to say is, oh my God, we've already committed to a wedding on this day. I'm so sorry. I would have loved to be there for you. You know, I mean, it's pretty simple.
But did she say that? Because one of them, I'm just like, just based on their closeness and how much value they have as friends, the first one sounds far closer to than the other one.
Yeah, but the other one is asking him to be a groomsman. So it's a little bit.
And he was a groomsman in his thing. I think, like she mentions, not knowing anybody who's going to be at the second wedding. That's irrelevant. Right. And don't even bring that up, because that's not why you go to someone's wedding, based on how many people you know.
That's true. And then based on how close you are to those getting married, right?
Yeah, well, but he was a groomsman in that guy's wedding. So you got to return the favor. But if you've already committed to a wedding, then you can't go to two weddings in one day. That's just not physically possible. And if it is, and you can swing that, then your husband can try to do that. But I mean, I doubt she doesn't say the locations, right?
No, and probably not as a groomsman, but you know.
So yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
So you say you accept the first one. You've already accepted an offer. You've already RSVP'd to one.
Yeah.
And so then you have to tell the other one, regardless of how close you are to them, you have to just tell them, I'm sorry, I have a wedding that day.
We've already committed to a wedding. There's nothing I can do. I'm so sorry. And, you know, I would love to make this up to you. After my wife, I certainly can't swing two weddings in one day with a 9-month pregnant wife. That's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I overthink these things, though, too. And then I think, well, if the person does, which has happened to me, if they do hold it against you, that's kind of a good indicator that maybe it's time to move on as friends.
And if you don't know anyone who's at the next wedding that you were a groomsman to,
weird.
He was a groomsman to, that is kind of weird. And that's an indication that your friendship isn't that close. So
that's true.
I think,
and maybe he'll be weirdly relieved that maybe somebody else, maybe he feels some obligation to let you be a groomsman.
Right.
That's a good point.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think that's that big of a deal. So what's her name again, Carrie?
Nicole.
Like I said, Carrie. Nicole. I wouldn't worry about it. Just you know, have him call and just say, I'm so sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, sorry that this happened on the same date.
Do you struggle with excuses? Chelsea, you seem like somebody who's very honest, very direct. If you don't want to go to something, do you ever say, you know, I'd rather just not go?
Yeah, I'm just very honest with my friends. I just say I'm not up for it. Or like, you know, if something happened, I tell them what happened. And I like to call people. If I have to cancel, I like to call them directly and just explain why instead of a text. And I like to just say the truth.
That's nice. That's interesting, because I have a problem sometimes getting off the phone when I'm on the phone with somebody. I sometimes avoid phone calls for this very reason. I'm not good at ending phone calls, you know. I try to do the wind down, and oftentimes people won't pick up on that. I have a friend, Jerry O'Connell, if you've ever had him on your show, he's the best. He'll just say, okay, anyway, if he senses the slightest bit of wind down in your voice, like, well, so anyway, he'll go, okay, see ya, and he hangs up.
That's lovely.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. I just say, like, okay, let me wrap this up. I've got to go to bed. I just always go, okay, listen, I'd love to talk more, but I got to wrap this up because I got to go do this and whatever it is I've got to do, you know?
What if you don't have to do anything? This is what I'm saying.
Oh, if I don't have to do anything?
Yeah. During the pandemic, it was hard to come up with excuses. You're in quarantine. It's like, I know you have nothing to do.
I fucking hate talking on the phone. I got to be honest with you. I try not to get stuck on the phone. But if I'm in crisis or any of my friends are in crisis, then I make the time for phone calls. But if it's just to catch up or whatever, you know, it's like, I just got to hop on another call. I have a work call in 10 minutes.
Okay,
I have this in 10 minutes. No, I don't
sweat
that.
I'm going to wrap this up. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, but don't wrap this up, because we actually have to talk to some more people.
Okay,
please stay on. Okay. Well, our next email, and this is just an email. She felt it was a little too personal to talk about phone with us. But Jay says, Dear Chelsea, I'm 39 and I've been married for 13 years. We have an 11-year-old son and have had our ups and downs, but overall, a happy marriage. Just this week, I innocently looked through my husband's phone and saw that he had been texting another woman. Oof. These texts were sexual, flirty, and inappropriate in nature. This has crushed me. He says nothing happened in person. He's shown remorse and says he will fight for our marriage. He even said he would see a therapist, which is something he never would have done in the past. So I guess my question is, how do I get over this? I want to save our marriage, but I don't know if I can get over this and move on. Where do I go from here, Jay?
That's tough.
Yeah.
Man.
That is really hard.
I'm so sorry, Jay. You know, I'm in no way an authority on this, because I've never been with somebody that long, 13-year marriage. I don't know. Chelsea, Catherine, what do you guys think?
I do think that there's space to work through something like this. Like, I know couples who have come back from stuff that felt very ugly or felt like in this space where it's cheating, but it's supposedly not cheat. You know what I mean? It's like not in person.
That's tricky ground, because it I don't know. It is, in the sense that they were finding satisfaction and they were being intimate with
right
somebody else. That is, I would feel very betrayed. That would be really hard. And then, God, trust is always the hardest thing, I think, to rebuild. And if you lose that, in my experience, it's been hard to regain that after an offense like that. I don't know. Because you have to think, if that's in that person's psyche, if they have that impulse, that they're acting on to the point where there are multiple, you know, that they're engaging in that, to actually pick up a phone and text a thing, that's all very deliberate. That means that person has those, and everyone, I'm sure, has moments of attraction, or, you know, but to act on it like that is a...
It's different.
It's a real betrayal. It's different.
Yeah, yeah, it's a real betrayal. It doesn't feel good to be reading those things at all. It's a punch in the gut, especially after being with somebody for so long. But listen, you had an instinct and you weren't wrong. Who cares about checking his phone? I mean, if you check someone's phone and you find something, then you were right. And yes. I don't have any boundaries about that. And I don't care if my boyfriend checks my phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let him. Like, there's nothing to find.
Totally.
So go for it. But there's always space for healing. You never know. This could be a huge opportunity for growth for you too. You could actually, the fact that he's willing to go to counseling over this is very important. You should take him up on that. Do not like defer that to another time or postpone it. Hop on that right now, because clearly there is a chasm between the two of you that has been created, which is why he's talking to somebody else.
Right.
And you want to make sure that the first time is the last time. He disrespected your relationship. He disrespected your child. He disrespected you. And you need to go to a counselor and have this conversation with him and continue to go until you build a stronger foundation, so that you're never going to have a desire to check his phone, because there's never going to be anything there.
God, you know? That was so well said. What great advice. It's true. There should be room for growth and a personal evolution and I love therapy. Chelsea, that was really impressive.
Oh, well, thank you. I just think people sometimes make mistakes, and we don't want to just cancel them. Like,
you
can't do that. Just let people understand you've been hurt. And if they're a deep enough person, or worthwhile enough, I should say, they're going to recognize that they caused you pain, and they're going to want to correct that pain, you know?
It's so true.
So I think it's okay. It's not, your relationship isn't over. You can't throw that relationship away, because every relationship has ups and downs, and it's how you handle the downs. That is the most important thing. How do you deal with that? Can you have a conversation with him, with a third party who hears both of you and gets to the root of the issue and the disconnect? And that is totally plausible.
Yeah. And I think it's hard for a lot of people to be vulnerable and to admit certain things, that they're, in this case, something is lacking. There's some intimacy component that is lacking. And that's a hard thing to say to somebody that you love. You don't want to hurt somebody. But I think through therapy, there's an opportunity, like you said, to be really honest with one another. And like you also said, it would make you a lot stronger, a lot more intimate and loving.
And also, just something to remember, you can get over almost anything. Like, don't think you'll never get over this.
Mm-hmm.
It's fresh. It's a fresh wound. So it feels like it's going to be interminable. Write that down, Justin. And,
yes.
But it's not going to be. You can get over this. It's not like he had an affair. And even if that had happened, that's a possible thing to get over too, for many, many people. So just let's focus on the here and now and repairing what has happened and just getting to the bottom of it. And let us know what happens.
Yeah, find yourself a real good couples counselor and, you know, stick with it. Because after all, there is a kid involved, too.
The most sagacious one possible.
The most interminably sagacious one possible.
Yes.
Yeah. It's funny. I'm looking up sagacious and it just says the quality of being. Oh, it's, I see. Having or showing keen mental discernment and good judgment. Shrewd.
Shrewd. Yeah. Discernible.
Yeah.
Discerning.
It's the opposite of, it is a good word, specious.
It's the opposite of fucking moron is what it's opposite
right.
of.
Right, yes. Oh, that is true. That's one of the
Does it say that on
antonyms.
There?
Yeah, fucking moron.
Okay,
antonym,
great.
Fucking moron, yeah.
Perfect. Well, our first caller today is Cammy. Cammy says, "Dear Chelsea, in about 2 months, I'm marrying my best friend and the love of my life, and I'm beyond excited about it. However, shortly after, my dad is getting remarried too, to a girl the same age as me. We'll call her Sally.
Sally's a funny name for, like, when you're really hung up on somebody's age. It's a young sounding name.
Yes, yes.
Sally.
We even have the same color hair, and my dad, being an old guy, frequently mixes up our names when we're together.
Hey-oh!
It makes me extremely uncomfortable and, to be honest, a little sad.
Every time I try to bring up my wedding to my dad in hopes that he'll be excited, supportive, and wanting to help, all I get is, well, Sally did this for our wedding, and Sally also went to a bachelorette party this weekend, and Sally and I went cake tasting. Did you get cake? Boy. It's extremely exhausting, and it feels like a jab to the heart every time I talk to him. I'm struggling to find ways to tell him that I just want the next couple of months to be about my wedding and all the things that come with it. Cammie.
Wow.
Hi, Cammie. Cammie's with us here. Hi. Yeah, she's with us on video. She zoomed in. Hi, Cammie. This is our guest today, Justin, and this is my co-host, Catherine.
Hi. So nice to be here.
Hi.
Hi, Cammie.
So nice to see you.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day. I got a glass of wine. It's Friday. It's payday.
Oh, yeah. Payday. She works at a vineyard.
Oh, perfect. Well, then you should always have a glass of wine.
Always.
So, Cammie, is the issue that his wedding is competing with your wedding, or is the issue that, you know, she's your age? What's the bigger? Did they already get married?
No. So they're getting married in July. I'm getting married in May. So it's shortly after. So it's not necessarily that it's competing. It's just every time I try to bring it up and, you know, he's supposed to be like part of my wedding and it's always talking about his wedding.
Is he doing that in an effort to relate to you? Like, you know, sometimes people try to find commonality and, you know, if they say like, oh, I just, you know, I almost stepped on a frog. That's so funny. A couple of weeks ago, I also almost stepped on, that's a terrible analogy, but is he doing it in an effort to feel closer and to, you know, move the conversation?
I guess that could probably be it. I mean, he is probably trying to find common ground between it all, but he never listens to when I talk about anything about my wedding. It's always, he's always thinking about theirs, never responds to a single answer to what I'm planning for the whole wedding. So.
Okay. Well, I think what your action needs to be is to sit down and have a conversation or write him an email, whatever you prefer. I think face-to-face for this would be best if you're comfortable with that. And to explain to him that you're planning on being married for one time in your life, and it's coming up in a month or in 2 months, whatever time in May, and that this is the only time in your life that you have to celebrate this time, and that your father is your only father, and that you need him to be present for your event. And once that's done and over, then he can be focused on his own marriage. It's marginalizing your experience, and you need him. You need to share this experience with him, and that can be said in a really loving way. Like, Dad, I want to be able to share this experience with you without it being about you all the time and your wedding. You're my dad. Like, I need you here for me just for this amount of time. You know, can you do that for me? I don't think that's asking a lot. It's one thing that you're even getting married so close to when I'm getting married. That wasn't necessary. I'm willing to accept that, but I need your attention focused on me.
Yeah, definitely. It's always like one of those conversations where you think you can get can muster up the thing. You're always like, I'm going to say that. And then it's so much harder to say it than in actuality.
If I can add to that, which I can't improve upon it, but I would say I've found a lot of value in writing things. I know it sounds like cheesy and maybe basic, but like when I have to have those heavy conversations, I find a lot of value in writing down a clear intention. You know, my intention for this is to communicate this and just boil it down to the essence of what you want to say to your father. And Chelsea said it so perfectly. So I would just actually write down exactly what she said, but have it so you can reference, because some, especially when you're face to face, things, emotions get involved and he might deflect and avoid the substance of what you're saying. But if you have it written down in front of you, you can always go back to reference the intention of what you're trying to communicate. I think that really helped.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Great suggestion, finally, from Justin. You should write that down. And you can even write what you want to say in a letter and read it to him to his face. But I think with a father and daughter dynamic, it's more powerful to just sit in front of him and show him. And it's got to be with so much love, you know, like, I love you. I want to have this moment with you. This is the one time in my life that I get to have this experience, hopefully. And I want to share it with you. And I want you to be present for me, you know, and how meaningful your relationship is. And just try and make it all about the positive things. And that there's a time to celebrate your wedding, and then there will be a time to celebrate his.
Yeah, and validate his thing too, because it sounds like he might be trying to overcompensate for having feeling. Maybe he doesn't feel like you've totally embraced his situation. Maybe that's why he keeps bringing it up and overpowering your wedding stuff. But Chelsea, it was so well said. I think you have to really let him know that, you know, you're his you're his daughter, and he's got to be there for you, and he's got to hold a space for you during this time.
I might also need to add to the bottom of the letter that he really needs to think about whose name he's saying first.
Oh, that's wild. In what context is he messing it up?
Like, we'll be like sitting and having dinner, and he'll be like, oh, Sally. I mean, Cammy. And I'm like, oh, come on. In reality, our names kind of rhyme, so it's actually quite funny.
do you laugh about it? Like, what's your reaction when it happens? Is Sally like, oh, geez.
I just go dead silent, and I'm like, oh, Jesus, not again. Yeah.
It might help to laugh about it. Are you close with Sally?
I agree. I think that is just laugh. Like, that is something to laugh at. Mm-hmm. You know, it's ridiculous that your father's confusing your name with his girlfriend's.
Really, it's just a true testament to his age.
How old is he?
63.
Okay, well, he's not that old, you know. No. He's with it enough for you to have a conversation with him about this and for him to understand that it's a little bit, you know, inappropriate. How does your mother factor into all of this?
She's quite the comical one about it. She hates it.
Yeah.
She has everything to say about this.
is she remarried, Cammy?
She is. Yeah. She's happily remarried to a wonderful man. We love him.
Good. But other than the age thing, I mean, which I know bothers you, do you like Sally herself? I mean, do you guys get along?
To be honest, I've only really had a few conversations with her. Try to keep my distance. So.
Well, maybe you'd want to kind of lean into it instead of keeping your distance. Maybe there's an opportunity to, as hard as it might be, to you know, reach out to her and say, hey, we should, try to connect with her. That might be bothering your dad. That may be one of the reasons. I don't mean to keep defending him, men defending each other. but that there might be some reason why he keeps overcompensating, you know, and mentioning her.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think also, like, this is your time, this is your moment, and, you know, your relationship with her can develop over time, which is a more natural way for things like that to happen. Like,
no, force it.
Yeah, you don't have to rush into that. Like, you know, you can even relay that to your father. Like, I'm totally willing to support you and be there for you. I need this from you. I'm asking you, I'm sitting in front of you, asking you to be here for me in this moment.
This is your daughter, it's not Sally, just so you know.
Yeah, and wear a big nameplate on your
make
chest.
That clear.
Yeah, no, that's definitely very helpful. And just setting boundaries, I think, is going to be really important. And yes, maybe getting to know her a little bit better, but it's pretty weird to relate to her because obviously we have a lot in common being that we're the same age.
Yeah.
Which freaks me out.
No, I get it. It's an icky thing for girls to have to deal with their father's girlfriends that are the same age as them. It just makes you question a lot of different things. So I can relate to that. But, you know, as long as you're not taking it out on her, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, she's irrelevant, really, at this point. It's more about your dad's, you know, attention span and understanding of this time in your life and how important it is to you.
Yes, absolutely.
So do you feel like that's a conversation that you can have with him?
Yes, but I think I'm going to have to write it down because they're also going to say shit I don't mean.
Totally. Yeah.
And take your time with the conversation. Try not to be reactive if he says something that brings it up. You know, just try and take a breath because you don't want that conversation to escalate. You really want it to land. So even if he says stuff, just take a breath and go, you know, like, don't respond in a way that is going to, like, denude the entire meaning of your conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, you really want to have an impact with it. So meditate before, write down your intentions, write down what you want to say, and then go in like you are just going to win this conversation, you know?
Yeah. And I think when you're applying to his, like, nature as a dad, like, I need you to just be like my dad walking me down the aisle. Go to that sentimental place. And I think he'll be very much on your team.
Yeah. That's such a good point.
Yeah. I really
thank you so much, Cammy.
Yeah. Cammy.
And congrats.
Yeah. Thank
on
you.
Your dad's wedding, on your dad's marriage. on your wedding. Congrats.
Yes, I'm really excited. It was so nice to be on this show, and Chelsea, I'm so excited. I get to see you in a couple weeks live. So,
awesome!
Nice. Yeah. Where is that going to be?
In Santa Rosa.
Oh, cool. Santa Rosa. Is that where you work?
Close by.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, well, let us know. Like, follow up and let us know how the conversation with your dad went, and if he was able to hear you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Cammy. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Oh, what a sweetie.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm so glad. When my mom died, we found my father naked in the kitchen with his cleaning lady about 2 weeks later. As my mom was dying, she said to me, "Your father is a piece of work, and you guys are all about to find out how fucked up he is." She didn't say fucked up because she never cursed, but
she never cursed.
No,
your
she
mom.
Was she was like the opposite of me. She was quiet and demure, and she was like, "Wait, she said I will be laughing at you in heaven when you find out what I've been protecting you girls from." And my father, within 2 weeks, my brother Roy texted us going, "Just went over to check on Dad. His cleaning lady was naked in the kitchen cleaning while my father had his pants down sitting on the couch." I just thought to myself, thank God my mother is in heaven and not privy to this. And then I looked up and I just smiled at her like, you were right all along. And
you ate an orange.
Yeah. And then I ate it. Ah! And then I ate an orange and started laughing with my mother in heaven.
That's great. That's wild. Did your dad end up remarrying, or did he just?
No, I think he just slept with all the people that worked at the house. So, yeah. You know,
convenient.
But I mean, I don't even think my father was in any physical condition to be having sex. So I think it was more of just like a voyeuristic, you know, you know what I mean. Like,
yes.
So we don't really need to delve any further into
that. No, but that's interesting. But so you can relate to a daughter marrying somebody. A father marrying a.
If he had been spry enough by the time my mother died, like he completely fell apart when my mom died, had he been able to keep his shit together, he definitely would have brought some women around that would have been a hard pill to swallow for my family and I.
Yeah, yeah.
And my family and me, excuse my grammar.
Yeah, and I. That's interesting.
Are your parents still married?
They're still married. And I can't imagine, I mean, even if they weren't, I'm trying to imagine like what that would be like. I guess it's different for guys. Maybe I think there's something uniquely strange maybe for a young, you know, for a daughter to have her father dating somebody her age, you know, to I don't know, just the sexual implications that it brings up. And
it
must be strange.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I also wonder if Sally feels just as weird about it.
She probably feels weird about having stepdaughter to be that it's her age.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of contradicting what I said earlier about wanting to respect the elderly, but I have to question, and I shouldn't, but I do. I find myself questioning a person that age, their motivation for being with somebody who is 63, just because I would imagine it'd be so hard to relate to somebody that much younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a driver this weekend who said that he has a girlfriend. He was 73 and his girlfriend is 33, and there's a 40-year age difference.
Oh,
and
man.
I said, it really, like, how does that work out? He goes, great, it's my third wife. You know, when I got married, I thought, oh, wow, you know, I was 60 and she was 20. Ooh. And I'm like, and what drugs was she smoking that she was attracted to a 60-year-old man?
Oh my God. And when I was 42, she was 2. That's crazy.
So that disturbed me.
It is disturbing.
I was like,
ew. I guess it depends on what at that age you value. And if you value enough, if you value youth and that person's vitality,
hotness,
if you value that enough, that it's enough to overwhelm the lack of common ground and the inability to have like a really like challenging conversation. I don't know, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, I try not to be too judgy because, like, you know, some people really are in love. Like when I was 20, when I was 22, I dated a 36-year-old, and that was a pretty big age difference. Mm-hmm. But I was a baby. I had the biggest crush on this guy, you know. Why he was dating me is a separate issue. You know?
Yes.
But so
well, let's get him on the show.
I try not to be too judgy because, you know, people do fall in love at different ages in their lives. So it's not all badly motivated or
totally.
You know, motivated for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, that's true.
Moms are more than the stuff they do for us. The laundry, cooking, and driving. And by the way, Dad should be helping with that stuff too. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. This Mother's Day, give Mom her flowers. She deserves the best, and that's why Bouqs is giving you 25% off your entire order of farm-fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. Here's what's great about the Bouqs company. Books is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano. Books has modern designs and unique flowers that you cannot find anywhere else. Books is simple. Go online, pick the delivery date, and you are done. Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mother. Order your Books now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma. So go to Books.com and use promo code Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A, for 25% off. That's B-O-U-Q-S.com, promo code Chelsea. This podcast is brought to you by the new film Ezra from Bleecker Street. Directed by Tony Goldwyn and with an incredible ensemble cast that includes Robert De Niro, Bobby Cannavale, Whoopi Goldberg, Rose Byrne, Rainn Wilson, and Vera Farmiga. Along with newcomer William A. Fitzgerald, the film is an endearing and often funny story about Max, a divorced father and stand-up comedian living with his father and struggling to co-parent his autistic son, Ezra. When forced to confront difficult decisions about the future, Max and Ezra embark on a cross-country road trip that has a transcendent impact on both their lives. Ezra is an endearing and often funny exploration of a family determined to find their way through life's complexities with humor, compassion, and heart. An official selection of Deadline calls the film a touching testament to the power of love. IndieWire says it's funny and moving, and according to Next Best Picture, Ezra approaches autism with heart and authenticity. Only in theaters nationwide, May 31st. Probiotics can be a very important part of your daily routine. They certainly are part of mine. But sometimes they're a hassle to take. So Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls are just what they sound like. Adorable little pearls that couldn't be easier to take. They're tiny but still pack a punch, supporting both digestive and vaginal health. With 1 billion active cultures, they protect against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort. And they are designed with a triple layer coating that protects each pearl from stomach acid, helping them survive the journey to your small intestine, where they're needed most. To learn more, visit naturesway.com/pearls and use code CHELSEA10 at the checkout for 10% off any Pearls probiotics. Terms and conditions apply. Valid through July 31st. Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design icon West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of the two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Visit lisa.com/Chelsea to learn more. That's LEESA.com/Chelsea.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Well, our next email comes from Mary. We are old people in love, so hopefully we can give some advice to this very young person in love.
Okay.
Dear Chelsea, I'm 19 and I've been with my boyfriend for a year now, since I was 18. In the past 6 months, I have accepted that I'm bisexual, and I had a conversation with him about that when I was ready. He accepted my sexuality, but my attraction to something he can't give me made him a little insecure. I had little time to explore many sexual or relationship experiences before being with him. Since the conversation, I've had the recurring thought that I'm so young and have so much to experience. I'd like to be with a woman, but I don't foresee myself ending things with him, and we're not polyamorous people. If he was okay with it, I'd like to explore my sexuality while still loving him, but I would not be okay with him experiencing other women. He's very straight. If he had the need to explore his sexuality and wanted to see men, I would be okay with it. The advice I need is, how should I empathetically approach a conversation like this to a sensitive person like him? Also, is it too early in the relationship to ask about something like this? Is it better to bring this up years down the road when we have established even more trust than we already have? P.S. A threesome is off the table. Thanks, Mary.
God, a lot of rules for
Yes, yeah. I know. It's very strict boundaries.
Yeah, a lot of boundaries yet. Okay.
Conflicting boundaries.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think, A, you need to bring it up immediately.
It is
dishonest to lead somebody on without giving them all the facts and all the information. You're very clear, or you seem to be very clear about what your desires are and what your boundaries are. So you just all you can do is present them in an honest way and accept whether or not he's going to be okay with that. And if he's not going to be okay with that, then you need to respect that as well and either end the relationship based on what you want to do moving forward or accept that you're not going to be able to act like that within the confines of that relationship. But you cannot lie to him or lead him on. You have to give everyone the information they need, and then everyone is allowed to make their own choice for themselves. You don't get to decide how your boyfriend is going to exist within a relationship. A year is plenty of time to lay it on the table.
Yes, that's a well said. You're so good at this. I don't mean, I hope that doesn't sound,
Justin.
So succinct and
you're so funny.
Wise. It's true. I was like, God, what is that? Because I guess the proposition is that she wants to be with women while still being with him, but she doesn't want him to be with anybody else. But she wants to be allowed to be with other people.
Yeah.
That's a pretty tough putting him in a tough spot.
But he could be with a man if he wants to.
Meanwhile, oh, he can.
Yeah, but he's shown no indication of being gay.
Right. No, right. He's very straight.
Or bisexual. So like, yeah. So what good
like
is that
empty
offer?
Promise. Yeah. Yes. What if a woman were to dress as a man or to identify maybe as a man or said she, you could fudge the rules a little bit.
Yeah. There's a lot of fudging for the rules.
I just think she's 19. Like when you're 19,
well,
you are changing.
Yeah.
You're learning about yourself. And
I know.
It's easy to want the best of both worlds. Like I want us to love him, but I want to experiment.
I know.
I don't know that there's space for that.
No, yeah. I know. I have a feeling she'll look back and think, oh, I wish I hadn't strung him along I wish I had, maybe ended things sooner, been honest sooner, because there was so much to explore at 19. I mean, you got the whole, it's Mary.
Yes.
You have the whole world to explore. You're so, it's such a great time to be unfettered. So I feel bad for her boyfriend, but
Well, I don't. And just, Mary, something to remember is like whatever you put out is coming back at you. That's like just the law of physics. There's an action, there's a reaction. So you want to treat him with the same amount of respect that you want to be treated with. Because down the road, if you don't treat him with respect, someone's going to come along and someone's going to do that to you. And you're not going to like it. So you have to treat him with all the honesty, even if it's uncomfortable and it hurts you. You have to treat him with all that honesty and respect and be as honest as you can, and then it's up to him whether or not he's willing to accept that.
It sounds like she is. She wrote a really, she's very honest in her letter, and
yeah.
We got all the rules.
So just get on it, Mary. Yes. Just deal with the subject matter, and then who knows? Maybe you guys take a break. Maybe you go explore your feelings of bisexuality, and maybe you come right back to him and think, wait, this is what I want. Or maybe there's a whole new world for you that you're postponing by prolonging it by being in a relationship, in a heteronormative relationship.
Yeah, I'm always so curious at what that moment is. She said she accepted it 6 months ago. I'm always wondering what the catalyst. Maybe there's not one particular thing, but I'm always curious at that age when somebody has, had a couple years of sexuality, let's say, or being a sexualized person. Mary, write back and let us know.
Yeah, let us know, Mary, what happened.
Who triggered your bisexuality?
And what triggered it? And act with integrity, okay? Because I know you're 19, and sometimes integrity doesn't come to us until we're a little bit older, but try to get after it.
Yeah. So this person who wrote in is going by younger than I sound. Dear Chelsea, she says, I'm 27 and I've manifested myself into living a very small life. I have a computer job and I work from home. I live out of state from my family and I was dumped last year. We didn't survive the pandemic, I guess. Anyway, did you ever have a year or two in your 20s, even late 20s, like me, where you were all alone doing it all yourself? I want to thrive in my career, independence, and living alone, but I usually just feel like a 65-year-old widow living alone with her cats and waiting for the next big HBO show to come out. Younger than I sound.
Aww. Oh, she sounds funny and sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, yeah. I have felt that way, late 20s. I would try to fill that void, whether it was going out and drinking and drugs, relationships that I probably shouldn't have been in. But I think she's doing a really healthy thing by being by herself and kind of expressing those feelings of loneliness, maybe, and ennui. Mm-hmm. But I'm so curious what Chelsea's going to say, because I remember that feeling, and I don't think I behaved in as healthy a way as younger than I sound as behaving. She sounds older than she is.
Yeah, you do sound older, but that's okay. I think everybody goes through different phases in their lives. I just read a book for my friend Lily Singh, wrote a book called Be a Triangle, and it's a short read. I read it in an hour and a half. Like, you can pick it up and put it down, but it's just a reminder that the times in your life where you feel loneliest are not forever. And there are a bunch of tools there about creating a foundation for your life where you can build on that, you know? And your relationship with yourself is really the most important one to be focused on. And when you have a healthy relationship with yourself and you're confident in the decisions you're making, that's when you can bring other people into your life in a more meaningful way.
Mm-hmm. Full circle.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, totally. And it's like, this period of time doesn't define you. You know, I was a person in my 20s and I was a different person in my 30s. And and I'm now in my 40s and I'm a different person. I was a recluse for like periods of time in my 20s because everyone just drove me fucking crazy. I would watch TV. I would lie in bed for hours a day, like for periods of like, you know, sometimes months. I mean, interspersed with like activities, but like overall, I would have termed myself as a recluse. I didn't want to go to bars. I didn't want to hang out. And then there were periods of time where that's all I did was hang out and party and meet up and hook up and date. Yeah. And then I'd have a boyfriend and that would last for a year. And then that was my focus. And so there are all different.
Chelsea, we have similar paths.
Yes.
Yes. I wanted to touch the flame. But then you find that you're a lot happier. I mean, everyone's seeking happiness, I suppose. But I found that I was a lot happier when I would just settle and I was by myself and I was able to cultivate interests alone and in silence. There's something really, I mean, embrace that time because it won't last for long. Chelsea's right. So it's a good time to kind of cultivate your own thing and interests. And even if it's just sitting around with your cats, being still and present in the world is a beautiful thing. And coming to appreciate nature and being alive is a really special thing. So don't shortchange that.
Yeah. And if you think, oh, I spend too much time alone, like just add some things to that, you know, go outside, go for a hike once a day or whatever outdoor activities you're interested in. Go for a walk with your cat or go for a walk alone or find a friend to go for a walk with. Just like incorporate little things that are going to boost your mood. Being outdoor will always help you be in a better mood and be in a more positive kind of headspace. So just remember that. And also just kind of add things to your life that does, you know, make plans with a friend, make plans with a relative, do things that are so you can see if you enjoy that and if you want to continue doing that. And you know, there's nothing wrong with spending a lot of time with yourself and using that time wisely to kind of get to know yourself and what you're going to accept in your life and what you're not, you know, kind of setting standards for yourself moving forward.
Amen. Yes. Yeah. What's that book? It's Be a Triangle.
Yeah, by Lily Singh. She just wrote it.
Singh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, and she was a guest on this show last season.
Yeah, it's a cute little book, and it's just about positive relationships with yourself to remember that you don't, you know, a lot of times we spend our life proving things to other people when in fact, your relationship with yourself and your spiritual relationship with the universe and nature and being in touch and giving and instead of just receiving or, you know, giving instead of taking is just a huge component of how to be a more well-rounded person.
I find a lot of value in this book I have because I interviewed Dr. Mark Epstein on Life is Short. It's Going to Pieces Without Falling Apart.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Buddhist perspective on wholeness. I've really found a lot of value in that. and The Zen of Therapy is his latest book. I don't know why I'm plugging all of his work, but
I like Mark Epstein. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And taking walks and being present in nature has really helped me too. I'm really rooting for this person. She sounds really cool and sweet. And
yeah.
Yeah. I'm wishing you the best, younger than I sound.
Yeah, younger than I sound. I wish you the best, too. So don't be too harsh with judgment on yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Take it easy, take it slow, and just, you know, keep moving.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back to close it out with okay. Justin and Chelsea.
Okay, we'll take a loofah break. We'll be right back. Justin, keep your hands where we can see them.
Okay, I'm just getting my loofah.
Moms are more than the stuff they do for us. The laundry, cooking, and driving. And by the way, Dad should be helping with that stuff too. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. This Mother's Day, give Mom her flowers. She deserves the best, and that's why Bouqs is giving you 25% off your entire order of farm-fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. Here's what's great about the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano. Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you cannot find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. Go online, pick the delivery date, and you are done. Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mother. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma. So go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A, for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chelsea. This podcast is brought to you by the new film Ezra from Bleecker Street. Directed by Tony Goldwyn and with an incredible ensemble cast that includes Robert De Niro, Bobby Cannavale, Whoopi Goldberg, Rose Byrne, Rainn Wilson, and Vera Farmiga. Along with newcomer William A. Fitzgerald, the film is an endearing and often funny story about Max, a divorced father and stand-up comedian living with his father and struggling to co-parent his autistic son, Ezra. When forced to confront difficult decisions about the future, Max and Ezra embark on a cross-country road trip that has a transcendent impact on both their lives. Ezra is an endearing and often funny exploration of a family determined to find their way through life's complexities with humor, compassion, and heart. An official selection of Deadline calls the film a touching testament to the power of love. IndieWire says it's funny and moving, and according to Next Best Picture, Ezra approaches autism with heart and authenticity. Only in theaters nationwide, May 31st. Probiotics can be a very important part of your daily routine. They certainly are part of mine. But sometimes they're a hassle to take. So Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls are just what they sound like. Adorable little pearls that couldn't be easier to take. They're tiny but still pack a punch, supporting both digestive and vaginal health. With 1 billion active cultures, they protect against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort. And they are designed with a triple layer coating that protects each pearl from stomach acid, helping them survive the journey to your small intestine, where they're needed most. To learn more, visit naturesway.com/pearls and use code CHELSEA10 at the checkout for 10% off any Pearls probiotics. Terms and conditions apply. Valid through July 31st. Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design icon West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of the two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Visit lisa.com/Chelsea to learn more. That's LEESA.com/Chelsea.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
And we're back.
Well, we're back to close it out. And Justin, did you have any advice that you'd like from Chelsea?
I've also found myself getting, now that I have the smart car, it's going to be a little bit more of a problem, but getting my reactivity. You mentioned reactivity, which is, I think, so important for a lot of these callers. It's been so important in my life to be aware of. But on the road, I still tend to get, people drive like maniacs here, and I find myself getting very reactive on the road. I had an encounter yesterday where a guy swerved into my lane, and just to let him know he was coming into my lane, I gave him the beep beep. It wasn't an angry beep, it was just a pop pop, you're coming in. And he gave me the finger. It was wild. And yeah. I said, what? Me? And he started swerving purposefully into my lane to because he was angry. Now, I don't know, in those moments, I've been really working on reactivity and I've loved meditation, but sometimes those moments I find very challenging. What do you do? I'm curious what you do on the road if it were something like that to happen.
I mean, my whole therapy was about my reactivity. So
yes.
I am able to laugh at anyone who acts like that. Like, amazing. I'm able to go, oh God, that person is obviously having a really bad day or time or life. Like, no one needs to give anyone the finger on the road. Like,
it's crazy.
And it shouldn't. You reacting to it is just getting right down to his level instead of elevating to your level. So I don't know what the right thing is, but recognizing that reaction in yourself is the first step by going, oh, I was just about to give him the finger back, but I'm not going to do that because this is so silly. We're driving.
Great. You know? And superficially, I'm wondering if you can recommend a strain of sativa that is an edible, potentially.
That's
hopefully.
Good for driving.
Yeah, that being out in the world, maybe younger than I sound, might want to try it on one of her nature walks, just being a little bit more, so you don't crash. I've been really crashing and getting tired.
Yeah, I like, I don't like strong edibles during the daytime. I love, I think the most popular one are those Kiva blueberries.
Mm. Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? Those are light and they're kind of fun and giggly. And also another really light option are those Breeze mints. They are 2.5 milligrams for really new beginners. And they're an upper. Like, that's a fun thing to like go outside and do something with.
Great.
So those are two good suggestions, I think.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Justin. What a great way to wrap up the episode.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And it was a terrible beginning.
Middle.
Totally my fault.
terrible beginning.
Terrible middle. Yeah.
But we really cleaned it out of the end.
It's a great ending. I'm really good at endings. This was so fun. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. It was a pleasure to see you again, too. And
yes,
I'm so happy that you're in love. Congratulations. Tell Kate. Give her my love for me.
I will. I don't know if you heard her. She said she came in looking for, she was looking for a plug. She said hello.
I did hear her.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. And so nice to meet you, Catherine.
Likewise. Give Kate my best.
I will. Thank you, guys.
And
it's
have
so
a great
fun.
Day in Massachusetts and Connecticut, Justin.
Okay. Thank you, Chelsea. And give Joe my best.
I will.
I hope we all get to hang out one day.
Oh, that'd be fun. Let's do it. Bye-bye.
So if you'd like to ask Chelsea a question, email us at dearchelseaproject@gmail.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Here's an important life tip. It is absolutely essential that you always know where to find a delicious sandwich at a moment's notice. Usually the answer is as easy as Jimmy John's. You know you're always getting some good sandwiches because they make them with fresh baked bread, premium quality meats, and hand-sliced veggies. Like their Italian nightclub made with salami, capicola, ham, and provolone. Everybody loves that one. So if you're looking for the sandwich of sandwiches, order on the Jimmy John's app or online at jimmyjohns.com today.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb, available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Probiotics can be an important part of your daily routine, and they certainly are a part of mine, but sometimes they are a hassle to take. Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls are just what they sound like, adorable little pearls that couldn't be easier to take. They're tiny, but still pack a punch, supporting both digestive and vaginal health. To learn more, visit naturesway.com/pearls and use code CHELSEA10 at checkout for 10% off any Pearls probiotics. Terms and conditions apply, valid through July 31st. Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Visit lisa.com/Chelsea to learn more. That's LEESA.com/Chelsea.